family life, an apprenticeship for becoming perfect like Christ. Many people neglect their family responsibilities in the name of ward and stake duties. Scaffolding activity is easy by comparison because it allows us to avoid many of the deeper emotional forces that require attention in the home. But again, home is where the real church work is done. The truth is that we should be even more concerned about our spouses and children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our in-laws, and our other relatives than we are about our Relief Society and priesthood quorum members. I once worked with a priesthood leader who admitted that he kept himself busy doing church work to escape from family responsibilities. He said that it was much easier for him to do that than refuel his deteriorating relationship with his wife or deal with the messy, frustrating problems his children were having. He was involved in a lot of leadership meetings where they talked about proclaiming the gospel, perfecting the saints, and redeeming the dead. But his own family was emotionally and spiritually languishing. In fact, his children were growing up without experiencing even the first event of the restoration on a personal level. They had no true sense of their own identity or of their relationship with Heavenly Father. And the resulting behavioral problems were so difficult that their father preferred to do church work, quote unquote. He was unaware that the family is the very foundation of the church and that his highest leadership responsibility was in his home. I had the opportunity to be with President Harold B. Lee one time when we were setting apart a new state presidency in California. He asked the state president's wife to stand up. And then he said to her husband, "The most important church work you will ever do is with this woman in your home." The man responded, "Oh, I know how important she is. She's been such a great support." President Lee looked at him and spoke with greater emphasis. "You did not hear what I said to you. The most important church work you will ever do is with this woman. Remember that." Close quote. Family work is by far the most important work. It is also the toughest work emotionally because our homes are where we're stretched the most, where we're most open and vulnerable. I'm convinced that the deepest tests in mortality are family tests. Marriage and family life are more intimate, more constant, more intense, and more demanding than any other stewardship. At the same time, the home is the most profound source of personal growth and development. It is where we overcome our weaknesses and self-doubts and develop true inner strength. It is where we practice love, giving, and sacrifice. It is where we learn to create Zion. That's why family life is an apprenticeship for Godhood. It's the most challenging and problematic of all mortal experiences, but it is also the most powerful, joyful, and rewarding. The highest level of sanctification is learned in the intimacy of family relationships because all of the natural tendencies surface there and can't be hidden. Thus, if we can bring the power of the gospel into our homes, we can grow at a level that will eventually enable us to receive the fullness of the Father.